Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours today. We've got three interviews. We're going to talk to the Healesville U3A in a minute. Then Erna will be in to tell us a bit about their programs. And then we've got Yarra Valley Water coming in to talk about an award that they won. And I'm fascinated. I didn't know they had awards for water. But anyway, we'll learn all about that between 2 and 3. But first of all, a lady that we've heard of a number of times. I don't know what this lady's not involved in rather than what she's involved in. Ethne, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Alan. And I'm just being a good citizen. That's my job as a volunteer.
Well, you do a terrific job at it. And John, yes, that we've heard, who's laughing in the background. We've heard from John on a number of occasions. He's a big honcho down at Healesville U3A. Welcome, John.
I think you're using the word honcho very loosely there, Alan. But, yes, I'm the president.
Righto. So first of all, we have seen you this year. No, we haven't seen you this year, have we?
Yeah.
Do we?
All right. Of course, you've got a short memory.
No, I have too. Shocking. So we won't ask you about the extravaganza. We must have talked about that.
If I can ad lib, I can add a few more details about that, but we'll get to that a little bit later on, I think.
All right. No worries. John, first of all, I know we want to talk about volunteerism and everyone knows I'm a terrific rap for that. But first of all, I'd like to just start off a little bit. I mean, you've been into 2.5 months now? So how's it going? And have you started any new programs during that time?
It's going really well. I mean, I'm really surprised. I was talking to someone the other day who was marvelling at the energy and the vitality of the people we've actually got involved in the U3A. And, you know, you talked a minute ago about the extravaganza, as you call it.
Yep.
You know, if you look at the theatre group performance, you look at the choir, you look at the ukulele group, you look at a whole range of activities and courses that we run, and the reason that they attract people and the reason that they work so well is because there's somebody at the top who's energetic and enthusiastic and very passionate about what they do.
And who gets the idea in the first place, I guess, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, Ethne, before we go on any further, I've got to ask you, because I ask everybody that came in, well, I'm going to say to you, why did you get involved with Healesville U3A? But I got to say, it's probably just another one of about 30 different organisations. But what got you involved with the U3A?
That was a really interesting turn of events, Alan, that came out of COVID. So Healesville Community Choir was a standalone choir before that. Yep. And like a lot of choirs, we just really struggled through COVID, trying to keep numbers together, trying to, you know, stay connected via Zoom. And it's really hard to sing via Zoom, sing together. So at the end of that, we really wondered what would make good sense to keep the choir going.
Yep.
And one of our choir members actually suggested that we approach U3A and basically asked to be taken into U3A. So for U3A, to take the whole choir, so take it as a new activity. And they did instantly, which was fantastic. We were just kind of swept up in the U3A family, which worked really well for us. So it started off with the original singers, but then it was opened up, of course, to all of U3A members, and now we have a terrific mix of people.
I bet you've picked some up out of the U3A.
Correct. And we've it's now a bigger choir than it was, you know, during the sort of those tough years of the pandemic, and new members are coming, you know, from who are just joining U3A. So it's got a life of its own now, which is really wonderful.
Terrific. Did you get involved with the extravaganza, as I call it? Was the choir involved with that? If they?
No, the choir's not involved in the extravaganza, although there is quite a crossover between the members of the choir and the members of the theatre performing group. I'll call it by its correct name.
Is that right?
Right. There is a real crossover in terms of skills and talents. I mean, we've got some wonderful singers in the community choir, and their voices come to good effect. But also the ones they've got a bit of energy and they love a bit of a dance as well as to sing.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, if you're going to get in the theatre group, you're going to have to go through or do some dancing.
Yep.
Even the likes of me.
It's a perfect fit, isn't it, for U3A and the choir? It's a perfect fit both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, and the theatre group is coming along at the moment, but and there's an overlap with the theatre group with other groups too. I mean, the line dancing group, the dancing groups, other dancing groups. Beck Doig does a wonderful job sort of leading the dancers, and they work their routines out, and they all rehearse independently of the theatre group.
Oh, do they?
And then they come into the theatre sessions as well, and they perform or show what they've learnt on the way there so they can fit it into the bigger picture.
All right, so John, just briefly, I've got to take a break fairly soon.
Yep.
But were there any new programs that we need to know about that started during this term?
None that started that we didn't talk about the end of last year, which were beginning at the as of last year. But we have two new courses starting up this coming term.
Sounds good.
One is and I like to talk about we're starting up a digital literacy course. And the thing I like about that is that it's the product of a developing relationship we've got with the Healesville Library. So Katie Gafford, who's the technical officer at the library, is stepping in to help us run the courses. There's only four sessions during the course of the year. Yep. They're one-offs. But it provides... And I'm surprised. I put out an email the other day. I think it was Thursday of last week, asking if anyone would be interested. Well, it's full.
Is it really?
In fact, it's oversubscribed, so we're going to have to work out how we're going to manage that. But, you know, there are things like sort of... covers things like sort of recognising scams and those sorts of things when you see them.
Which is getting harder and harder.
Absolutely.
So it's good.
Yeah, the full extent of Google Maps and what Google Maps offers and a whole range of things, using your phone, iPhone productively, iPhone basics and Android phone basics, advanced courses for those sorts of things, and also, you know, for those who just like to sit down and play games and things like that, how to access all of those sorts of things as well.
So when does that start, John?
The first one's on May the 13th.
Yep.
Monday at 2:00 in the afternoon. I'm going to be the course leader of that and just the coordinator, the point of actually sort of bringing people together, but Katie Gatwood's going to run it. We'll run it in the courthouse, and people bring along their phones, laptops, iPads, whatever it is they've got, and she will take them through. The first course we're running is on scams and how to recognise them and how to manage them.
Yep, terrific.
And so,
all right, just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Here's the one.
back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Ethne and John from the Healesville U3A. Now, Ethne, we want to talk about volunteering. I reckon you'd be about the best person to talk about volunteering because I think you've volunteered for about everything in Healesville.
Well, let's dial that down a little bit. I do a lot. I don't do everything. This is a really great opportunity, actually, to thank everyone who supported Healesville Homegrown Food Fair and Community Voices in the Park on the 7th of April. It was a wet day. It was one of those days where we just decided to go ahead, and it really depended on people putting in, like not being miserable, showing up, you know, helping each other out and just giving it a good feeling. And that's exactly what happened. So hats off to everyone who turned up. There was only one stall that didn't turn up, but that was because of injury, it wasn't weather related. And people just pulled together because, you know, it was a wet day. Just made sure that it all happened. So putting up the bunting and the flags and the marquees, you know, in the drizzle, and just making a really good go of it. Likewise with Community Voices in the Park, you know, people just put up extra marquees so that, you know, people could be sheltered, and we put out chairs for people. So it was that level of effort that just made it a fantastic day, and we had so many people from U3A, which is fantastic, as part of the food fair, stall holders and helping out with setup and so on.
In these instances, it's a community doing it for the community, isn't it? Which is terrific.
Correct. And it's really grassroots. So the point of both of those events is that it is grassroots. It's about, homegrown, meaning, you know, not just growing your own, you know, fruit and veg and supporting your local producers, but grassroots from just people coming up with ideas, people getting together and people helping each other out.
Sounds good.
I mean, and, you know, what I thought, what, and I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning it, Kelly McPherson, who is of the, I think she's the development officer at the Yarra Ranger Shire. The Shire had a marquee at the food fair and at the Voice in the Park afterwards. And she emailed me after the event to say that the one thing which struck her about it was the solidarity and the resilience of the Healesville community.
That's terrific, isn't it?
And I thought, I thought that summed it up beautifully.
It sums it up.
Yeah, summed it up fantastically. But so, yeah, sorry.
So, I'm waiting for you to expand.
Ethne's point about volunteering and the amount of work and things that go in, people benefit enormously from the work of volunteers. And, you know, there are so many organisations in this community. I mean, you look at Hickey at the moment, which is calling for drivers. They're looking for people to support and get their job done. You've got the CFA. Well, where would we be without the CFO? You've got Rotary. You've got Lions Club here just around the corner. Yep. All those sorts of organisations.
And the SES?
And the SES.
When there's a storm, we want them quick smart.
You could argue that volunteers make the world go round.
I don't think that's an unfair comment.
No. So, you know, I think, the Badger Creek Hall at the moment is actually, if I can put that into a slightly different context.
Do you owe everybody something here, John? you're paying all your debts off.
No.
I'm sorry.
No debts. I just have this belief, and one of the things that I love about Healesville is that there is this very strong sense of community in the place. And I think that, you know, we're all in it together, and the U3A exists. It provides a service and, you know, a range of activities, but it also has to is believing, I think, that it's important to put something into the community as well, and, you know, Voices in the Park and all those sorts of things are part of that.
I got you off Badger Creek. You were going to talk Badger Creek.
I interrupted you. I just received this email the other day because the Badger Hall is Marion Purdy was saying that they're about to celebrate their centenary in February next year, in February 2025. And what they're doing is they're putting a call out to people to become friends of Badger Hall, who need assistance with a variety of jobs and tasks and so on. They want to run a cabaret night on Saturday, April 27, starting at 6:30.
Well, this April?
I mean, they've got a lot of work that they want to get done before we get to 2025.
Yep.
And so, anyway, if I can just mention contact details here.
Yeah, of course.
They said if people are interested in joining and helping out and making this happen, to contact Adam at 0480 412 202.
Give it again, please, John.
Okay. Adam's the contact, and 0480 412202. So anyone who'd like to help put something into making the centenary a successful occasion for the Badger Hall.
We've got an interview coming up with them in the next couple of months to talk about.
Excellent.
Yep. Yep.
But I think it's really important that, you know, we all get involved in these things as best we can. And, you know, it's been a significant part. The Badger Hall has played a significant part in the lives of lots of people in the community over the years.
And not everybody can put in huge amount of time, but if everybody puts in a little bit of time,
exactly,
a lot of work gets done.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think I was saying to you off air, no government could afford, if all the volunteers were paid, you'd bankrupt the company, the country. There's no way. We're talking billions and billions of dollars. If you took the hours that volunteers put in at even the minimum wage, it's billions of dollars.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we've got, I mean, as I said, we've got over 320 members in the U3A at the moment, but over 40, 45, 46 of those people actually volunteer to make it work. People who lead courses, people who run committees, people who come in and sort of help clear the grounds and clean the grounds and all those sorts of things, tidy the kitchen, clean the toilets, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And it all just makes the whole thing work. And without any one of those little parts, little components,
all falls over, doesn't it?
The whole thing falls over.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
I'm talking to Ethne and John from the Hillsville U3A. John, you wanted to mention that there is another course, a digital course coming up.
Yeah, the one I didn't mention, which is starting up, we hope, on May the 2nd, it's sort of still a little bit in the development stage, is called Shakespeare Appreciation, which is the opposite, the extreme opposite in terms of, you know, the sorts of things I've been talking about with a lot of activity and fun and games and what have you. But, it's going to be run every... I think it's going to be a weekly course, and the idea behind this simply is to introduce a lot of Shakespearean plays, poetry, also just to gain an understanding of the background of Shakespeare back in the 1600s. Yep. And yeah, so that's a new course. That's the other new course which is starting up very soon.
And that's starting on about the 2nd of May?
2nd of May, yeah. That's, yep. It's still just in the shaping stage, at the administration stage.
At the courthouse?
At the courthouse, yes it is.
Yep. Now, you want to talk about something else, John?
Oh, well... Why not talk about the show, the spectacular, as you call it?
Extravaganza, I call
it. Yeah, I mean, it's we're working on that again, and it will again take place at the end of the year.
Two performances,
Mimo Hall, end of November, beginning December.
You do pretty good, because you fill it both times, don't you?
We've filled it. For the last 3 or 4 years, it's been pretty well full, and I'm talking, you know, there's only half a dozen vacant seats.
Yeah.
Both performances every year. And last year, it was so popular that we managed to get a grant from one of the organisations who wanted to help provide costuming and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
So, anyway, but it's great. But this year it's called Strictly Showbiz. And unlike the previous shows where there's been a very tight a plot and a story to unfold, which has to be resolved, this one is essentially held together by... a lot of singing, a lot of songs.
So you're going to use a lot of the choir members? And well, not so much the choir members, but your own singing group.
We'll get into this one day. Yep.
I won't be volunteering for that one.
Oh, God, about the only thing she hasn't volunteered for.
But no, anyway, this is set in the 50s. It's naval ship pulls into London post World War II. Navy officers get off, bump into a few army officers, and they start talking about the benefits of being in the Navy or the Army and contretemps and all those sorts
and
of things.
And one thinks they're better than the others.
And sadly, a few people in the Army, in the Navy, finish up in jail. And so that has a few little. and then out of that anyway, the Army and the Navy decide to get together and put on a spectacular, a group of girls there.
So all the songs leading up to it, then all of a sudden it is a real bonanza at the end.
It is. It becomes a real spectacular. Yeah. In terms of the dancing and the singing and the routines and so on that are put together.
Gee, that'd be... I know that the lady that runs it does a pretty terrific job, but gee, that'd be amazing to put all that together, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. Lars does a fantastic job pulling the whole thing together. And it doesn't happen, you know, overnight. I mean, it's the sort of thing which takes months to sort of put together in the first place.
Yep.
And it's not just... Lars does a lot of the work in terms of writing the script and organising the songs, but there is a whole network of people underneath, people like Bill Woods who sort of help out with the staging and all those, getting all that together. I mean, you can't just, it's not just the script, it's the stage work, it's the microphones, it's the sound production.
Particularly when you start talking musical too, isn't it? It's like, it's a lot more intense than what... You know, if you've got two people talking on the stage, I mean, it's a lot more to put together a whole lot of music.
Yeah, and, you know, there can be sort of, you know, 15, 20 people on stage at any one time, moving on and off.
Yep.
And that coordinating all of that takes a bit of time. We've got 3 or 4 people who are obviously very skilled and very experienced in amateur theatre background. Because we're not rehearsing every fortnight until we get to about July, August this year, we're we're having a break from the actual rehearsals as such in the not-too-distant future. Lars has decided she needs to sort of go away and have a bit of a holiday, which is great.
That's fair.
She deserves that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Phil Stevenson is going to run a course for all of the people involved in the show on character development.
And that'd be interesting. That would be very interesting.
Phil's actually got an amateur Theatre background, yes. He's done a lot of acting. His 12 Angry Men was one of his more recent performances.
Whereabouts, do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's all right.
But he runs this Stage Stories course already, which is just talking about theatre, and we do some play readings. But he takes a theme like sort of musicals or mother-daughter relationships in films or father-son relationships. And talks about how they're explored, takes a character. We had one recently, Brenda Blethyn, who's Vera.
Yep.
But looked at her career, and he explained why it was that she actually got the break she did and the skills that she had. She actually does a lot of it. One of her great skills, apparently, is improvisation.
Is it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the director in one of her early shows really liked about it, because they get a script, which is, I think it's a fairly loose script, and what he relies on is for people to be able to ad-lib and put the whole thing together in a coherent way on stage.
Because that's unusual, isn't it? Because some of the directors, it's word for word, and don't vary from the screen.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't. He likes improvisation.
Well, this particular director did.
Yeah.
And Brenda Blethyn was apparently very good at it. So every time I watch Vera now, I try to work out which are the actual scripted lines and which are the ones that she's ad-libbing and making up. But if you watch the way she performs, you can see that there are obviously lots of opportunities where she can turn around and sort of throw away a comment or make an observation. But then you've got to be quick enough on the other end to pick it up.
To pick it up? Oh, that's terrific. I'm just going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
total eclipse of the heart.
John, you want to talk about relationships with the Healesville U3A?
Yeah, one of the important things I think the U3A is looking to do is to develop a suite of relationships with organisations in the community which have a common interest, which have a common profile, and which actually want to sort of really work towards looking after the community, benefiting the community. We've already talked about sort of the Badger Creek, for example. We've talked about the CFA and all those sorts of things. And I think those sorts of things are really important because, you know, you work together and you survive together and you benefit from each other's work.
John, can I just mention one quick thing? Because you mentioned the CFA, and a lot of people listening today will be saying, I know I'm too old to turn out in trucks, but there is plenty of other jobs they've got other than turning out in trucks, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots of admin jobs. There's lots of, you know, refueling truck, all those sorts of things that go on in the sheds and so on.
Yep.
You don't have to be able to go out and wield a hose in the fire.
Yep.
You need to be young, fit and able to do that.
Some of us aren't.
But, you know, one of the organisations we met with, you know, we talked about the Healesville Library and the digital literacy course and that sort of relationship that's evolving. But the other one which we're exploring is working with the Living and Learning Centre at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
People might see it as a competition. You know, we're offering the same sort of thing. But if you actually look at the courses they run, they actually complement our courses rather than compete with them.
Oh,
there are a couple of things that they do which is similar, but their modus of operation is different to ours. They, you know, it's a different setup and to the way we operate. But nevertheless, they're there because they want to sort of offer a range of courses and activities for the courses. But again, they rely on volunteers as well, and Ethno, of course, is helping out.
What a surprise.
I shouldn't use the word of course. But Ethno's running a course, and she'd like to perhaps make a comment.
Thanks, John. Yes, we've had a little giggle today about how much I volunteer in the community. I do it because I love it, and I actually have a philosophy about it. I volunteered for decades, so I think if you can, offer what you've got, you know,
and
support
you meet some interesting people too, don't you?
You meet fantastic people, you have wonderful experiences, and communities need it. Communities really need it. So I'm happy to have a giggle about how much I do, but I do it for that reason. I think it's important. And one of the new courses that's being offered at the Living and Learning Centre for Term 2, this term, is getting started as a volunteer. So it's a brand new course. It's an 8-week course. So it starts tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at the Living and Learning Centre on Badger Creek Road. It's a free course, which is fantastic. So free to the community. Anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about how to get involved in volunteering or what the requirements are, because like you can't just step in and say, I want to volunteer. These days there's a little bit more to it. So you learn about those things. And also we're hoping to create some opportunities for volunteers to connect with groups and hopefully also employment opportunities.
Oh, great.
So if we can do a little shout out, if anyone is interested in learning a little bit more about volunteering, so getting started as a volunteer is the new course offered by the Living and Learning Centre. It's 8 Thursdays, starting tomorrow, the 18th of April. And if anyone's interested, they can call the Living and Learning Centre on 5962 5982. I'll say that again. If anyone is interested in participating in the getting started as a volunteer course at the Living and Learning Centre, can call 5962 5982.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's great.
I'll take a quick. Oh no, sorry. I thought you were. You go.
Oh no, I was going to say that. You know, I think one of the beauties of volunteering is. Most people spend their working lives with a reason to get up every morning. You've got to get to work.
Yep.
And I recall a retired friend of mine talking to his neighbour across the road and taking the rubbish down as he did in the morning and said, how are you going? And then I said, oh, son got up, I got up, everything's okay. And this friend of mine said, yeah, I understand that. I got up, the sun got up, but I had a reason for getting up. And I think one of the things that volunteering, even, it doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be, you know, 8 days a week, 8 hours, 5 days a week, or whatever it might be. It's just having that, it's not only just what you're doing, but it's also the what it does for your spirit, what it does for your soul, and also it just gives you a sense of purpose.
And you and I have talked about social isolation so many times too, that it's just not good for your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, one quick break, and this will be our last break, and John's going to give you some contacts on how you can find out more about the Healesville U38. Talking to John and Ethne from the Healesville U3A. Now, John, you've got us excited. We want to, first of all, you're going to give us some contact details.
Yep.
Have your pen and paper ready. Write them down, please. But then John's going to tell you some the terrific programs they run.
If you want to contact the U3A to join any of our multiple programs, I mean, I'll talk about some of them in just a minute. The phone number is 0490 917 975, or you can email healesville.u3a@bigpond.com. I'll repeat that, healsville.u3a, all lowercase, at bigpond.com. And the phone number again is 0490 917 975. Now, if you just want to explore without having without making contact, you can go onto our website, which is www.healsvilleu3a.org.au, or you can go onto our Facebook
and
page.
And just the three is a three, is it?
It's a three. It's a number. It's the digit.
Yep.
So the website again is www.healsvilleu3a.org.au.
Yep.
And we also have a Facebook page, which gives you some fairly pictures and all sorts of things that are fairly current and up to date.
Yep.
So I would encourage you to do that. And, you know, you and I have talked, Alan, often about the misapprehensions that people have about the U3A.
Yep.
You know, you said people have said, well, why do I want to sit exams at the stage of my life?
Yep.
Well, we don't have exams for a start.
Yep.
The only exam I sit in pickleball is how many games I win or lose on any particular day, and I tend to fail. But pickleball is a course we enjoyed. We started up last year. It's proved very popular. It's doubled in size. We've got two courses now running every week, and 12 to 15, 16 people turn up to each of them. But the sorts of courses that at the beginning of this year, we had just under 300 members. Now we're sitting on about 325, 326. And so what I did is I just went through to have a look at the courses that people were actually joining.
Oh, joining, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the most popular courses, that they were all active courses involving activity of some sort or another. Not all of them, sorry.
Yep.
Most of them. Dance moves was there.
Which is good for your health, so you got bonus.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Exercise to music,
yep.
Line dancing, pickleball, partner dancing, walking with poles, yoga, gymnastics, and move it or lose it. Now, these were
most of those are physical, aren't they?
They're all, yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, there are other courses as well. There's the guitar lovers, which attracted a couple. Healsville Community Choir attracted
one. Don't mention
one
the next one.
Ukulele hasn't. Sorry. No, ukulele hasn't. I have to talk to Sue.
Forget about it. Keep moving.
French conversation, wine and cheese. Mahjong, arts and craft, Shanghai rummy, garden lovers, and social Scrabble. Now, that's a very diverse range of courses.
Absolutely.
There's not an exam course anywhere to be seen within hide and hair of it.
No.
You know, as I said, we've got other courses as well, like French conversations in there, but we've got philosophy and history.
And the other thing that we were talking just a minute ago, we have to keep our minds agile because, I mean, I don't say you're going to dementia is that easy to cure, but everybody says that it will stave it off for longer, isn't it? If your mind's active, but if you're going to get up every morning, sit on your couch and do nothing, well, you're not going to have much of a life. Apart from making you bored stiff, it's no good for your health.
And tomorrow, on Thursday afternoon, we've got our afternoon tea, and the Healsville Community Choir is going to be singing briefly for about 10, 15 minutes as part of that in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And on May the 3rd, we've got our winter dance. So you get 80 and 90 rock and rolling sort of 70-year-olds up on the floor with Tony Ribeiro and the Bureau.
Where do you
Yarra Glen Hall.
Oh, right.
Yarra Glen Hall. It starts at 6:30, finish at about 10:30. It's $25 a head to come along. Bring your own food, bring your own drink. We provide everything else. But there's a live band. They're a fantastic band.
Hello.
And, you know, you just, all these grey head people who are rock and rolling, having a great old time.
Having a great time.
Yeah, and literally the floor is full the whole time.
And it's all right for us to laugh, but at the end of the day, there are two things that you've got to keep agile, is your brain, which we've talked about, and also, I mean, these physical courses you talked about that people have joined. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to walk for a 10K walk, but I can tell you a lot of people get up and dance for 2 hours and not realise how much work they've done.
Well, my wife's just rejoined Exercise to Music, which starts at about 1:30, 1:30 today, 1:30 today in the Senior Citizens Hall. And the reason she has rejoined it is not so much because she wants the exercise, which she wants, but she says they have so much fun. They have all sorts of... There are a couple of real characters in the group, right. And, you know, people are sort of laughing and having a great old time, and jokes are being cracked, and people lining up, you know, shortest to the tallest, marching around. They have these little marching things, and people go off in tangents and all over the place, and it's a lot of fun.
John, just quickly, the phone number, once again, please, before
0490 917 975.
Thank you for the two of you, John and Ethno, for coming in. Unfortunately, I've got to go. The news is knocking on the door.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alan. It's been great.